Great. So I'm just going to share a few quick thoughts about what we've read and what we're talking about today and the idea of family. So we've just read that as followers of Jesus, we belong to a body, the body of Christ, with Jesus, who is our head. And in this, Paul makes it really clear that everyone in that body is important. There's no wasted parts. Every single part of that body is important and has a part to play. And even more than that, as the body of Jesus, the things that he does is built upon our involvement, our being part of that. You might have heard the phrase of being the hands and the feet of Jesus before. There's some kind of amazing, supernatural, mysterious thing that happens when we, as the body of Christ, are working with him and Jesus is working through us. But we also know that there's this picture, isn't there, of the church as a family, that we are the family of God. And so we've been speaking about this. And I just want to say, as has been mentioned earlier, this word family is an interesting word, isn't it? And in this room, we'll all be feeling different things. For some of us, the word family might give us the warm fuzzies. We might be thinking of our kind of close family and all the happy memories that we have. And there's nothing like spending time with our family, our kind of immediate biological family. But for some of us, this word family can be almost like a triggering word. Actually, the word family is wrapped up in difficult memories, maybe in rejection, maybe in kind of wishes of what was, maybe in envy of what other people have and we wish that we had. And so our experiences of family, if they're negative, sometimes when we talk about family or the church as family, we can almost check out a little bit and think, well, I don't really like thinking about the church as family because actually my experience of family isn't good. And so I'm not going to think about it in that way. But most likely for us, we sit somewhere in the middle, don't we? Our family isn't perfect, but our family maybe isn't like the worst thing ever. Families are complicated things. Or is that just my experience? Has anyone got a complicated family? Yeah, sometimes good, sometimes not so good. So why do we use this word family that can make us feel so many different things to talk about God and us, our relationship with God? Well, when God speaks about his people, his chosen people in the Old Testament, he uses this language of family, of the people being the children of God. He is their father, and they are his children. And then in the New Testament, that continues. But there's something even more powerful in the language about family in the New Testament. Because we're told that we have been adopted by God. There's something that happens when we choose to follow Jesus. When we become with Jesus, we become his sons and his daughters. Those who maybe before didn't consider God as their father, people who aren't part of Israel and weren't used to using that language, can now consider God as being their father. We can think of God as our father. And so, as we become a part of the church, when we become followers of Jesus and we become part of the church, we become part of God's family. And that is so much bigger and more amazing than what we might experience elsewhere in family. As I look round this room, aware that all of you are my brothers and sisters, it feels very different and it looks very different. We've got this picture of the church here and heard someone mention, why are all the people white? Right? Because as part of the church, we belong to a global church. And in this room, we all come from different places. We all have different backgrounds and histories, and we look different. Now, the reason all the people in this church are white is because the book of Revelation says that we put on the white robes of Christ, that we are robed in white, we are clothed in white robes with Christ. And that's a picture of the purity and the innocence that we have because of the death of Jesus for us. And so there's something kind of spiritually happening there. But when we look at the church and we look at the global church, we are so diverse and we are so different. And it's such a beautiful thing. Have you ever heard of the phrase, blood is thicker than water? Put your hand up if you've heard that. Yeah, great, a lot of people. We use it quite a lot, don't we? I always think of it in like an EastEnders sense when I was growing up. And the Mitchell family, you know, it's like the most important thing. Family is the most important thing, you know. And what it tends to mean is our biological blood, our bloodline is more important than anything else. And so for those who are EastEnders lovers, if you're in the Mitchell family, that's more important than anything else. Family first, right? That kind of idea, right? Your family is more important than anything else. But that isn't actually originally what the phrase meant or where it came from. In fact, the full phrase originally was, the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb. The blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb. And so what that actually means is God's family, God's covenantal family, those who are living in a promise with him, trumps our biological family. It's actually the complete opposite of how we might use it today. It doesn't mean that our biological family isn't important anymore, but that when we become part of the church, Jesus has completely renewed and reimagined our idea of family. That when we become followers of Jesus and we kind of are able to live because of the blood of Jesus, that trumps everything else. And so when we speak about family in the context of living a healthy life, this can mean all different things for us. But the main thing is that a relationship with each other and with God is the most important thing. And so during this framework for fruitfulness, we've been thinking about different habits and things that are important for us to be followers of Jesus. And so whether those habits, those disciplines, those activities are with maybe our biological family, maybe with our church family, maybe our community that we live with or we work with. The fact that we share life with other people and we do these kind of practices or habits with other people is the important thing. With your community, with the people that you would consider your family, what does prayer look like? What does hospitality look like? What about money and the role of money? What about rest? What about mission? Are the people that you consider to be your family, are those things at the forefront? Do you have healthy practices of those things? I wonder what role some of those things might have in your family. And it might be that for you, actually, your kind of biological family, your parents or your parents with your kids, what do those things look like in your home? Maybe if you're single and you live with other friends, what does that look like in your home? Or if it's people that you work with, or just kind of your friends, what do those things look like? What does rest and hospitality and mission look like for you? Because it's easy for us, isn't it, to kind of slip into those friendships or relationships or family life and not think about those things. And they're just kind of a bit of a given. And we think, oh, we could pray more, or maybe we could kind of look after or have more people around, or maybe we should think a bit more about what we do about our money, or we're working flat out all the time and we don't really have like quality time to rest together. And I guess today is just a chance to take a second and think, what does that look like for us? Have we thought about that? Have we thought about in our community what roles those things play? And it will look different for all of us, but the main thing is that we think about, as followers of Jesus, how do we do that together? Because our society is very individualistic, isn't it? We have our own kind of goals and checklists and rules of life and whatever that looks like. But what does it look like for us to do that together? And so a part of us working out what it looks like to follow Jesus and to adopt these habits and these disciplines is to think about how we do that together as family. And so that's it. That's kind of something that we can think about. The main things here are that Jesus renews and reorients our understanding of what family looks like. And I wonder for you whether family has been the best thing or actually the worst thing or something in between. What does it mean for you to look around this room and think, I'm part of a family, not just in East Bowling, but a worldwide family? And what does it look like for you with those people, the people you live with, the people you work with, your friends? What does it look like to live a life of following Jesus with them? Should we pray? Can I pray for us? And then we'll crack on. Yeah, Heavenly Father, I thank you that you have adopted us as sons and daughters into your family, that each one of us here are a valued member of your family, that we have a part to play. I thank you that there's no one in this room that has been left out or that's forgotten. There's not a favorite son or a favorite daughter here. There's no one on the outsides or the outskirts, but that you love each one of us and you involve us in your family, that every single one of us has a special seat at the table. And I pray, God, for us today, would you allow us to know what that looks like for us? Whether family is the best thing or the worst thing, would we have that kind of deep knowing in our souls that we are part of a family with you as our Father? And God, would you invite us and lead us into developing habits and disciplines with our family, with our community, that help us to be more like you and to follow you closer? In Jesus' name, amen.